This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Philippine officials called Thursday for the evacuation of thousands of people from homes near a volcano south of Manila after an eruption sent steam and rock fragments hundreds of meters into the sky. The volcano for several days has been creating a thick haze over the capital and several surrounding provinces and prompting health warnings. An eruption in January 2020 shot ash 15 kilometers or 9 miles high and spewed red-hot lava, crushing scores of homes, killing livestock, and sending over 135,000 people into shelters. Thursday's eruption rose just 1 kilometer into the air, according to scientists who warn of more possible activity. A spokesman for the National Disaster Agency says its local agents had called an emergency meeting with government officials and emergency services. He estimates nearly 15,000 people live in the most vulnerable areas. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is identifying 17 countries as not doing enough to combat human trafficking and warning them of possible sanctions. It's also calling out several U.S. allies and friends, including Israel, Norway, and Portugal, for backsliding in efforts to stop the practice. And in the first such criticism of a NATO member, it's slapping Turkey for supporting armed groups in Syria that use child soldiers. The designations came Thursday in the State Department's annual Trafficking in Persons report, which cited the coronavirus pandemic as a cause for a surge in human slavery between 2020 and 2021. The U.S. State Department named more than 50 current and former officials, including former presidents and active lawmakers suspected of corruption or undermining democracy in three Central American countries. The list of dozens: Guatemalan, Honduras, from El Salvador. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday upheld controversial Arizona state laws that restrict how ballots can be cast, a decision that could have lasting impact on the voting rights of minorities. The ruling raises questions about the potential success of future challenges against such laws at a time when Republican legislatures in several states are moving to enact restrictions that critics warn are intended to suppress the vote. One law requires citizens who vote on election day to cast ballots in the precinct in which they live, while another makes it a felony for advocates like union representatives to collect and deposit voters' ballots, a process critics call ballot harvesting. A federal appeals court ruled last year that the laws would adversely impact African Americans, Hispanic, and Native Americans who, for socioeconomic reasons, are less able to travel to polling stations, but the Supreme Court's decision overrides that ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday also ruled in favor of two conservative groups that challenged a California requirement that tax-exempt charities provide the state the identities of their top financial donors, and it's a decision that could trouble some political donor disclosure laws. The justices ruled it violated the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment guarantees of freedom of speech and association. Democratic-governed California, the most populous U.S. state, has said the donor information is required as part of the state attorney general's duty to prevent charitable fraud. But the high court's majority says the decade-old law hasn't actually been used in fraud investigations, and there are other ways to get the legally needed information. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named the members of a new select committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol and picked Republican Representative Liz Cheney as a member. The House approved the committee on Wednesday over the objections of Republicans. Cheney is a Wyoming congresswoman who was removed from Republican leadership this year because of her criticism of former President Donald Trump and was one of only two Republicans who voted for the committee. Pelosi moved to form the committee to investigate the attack by Trump supporters after Senate Republicans blocked an independent bipartisan probe. And two doses of COVID vaccine appear to provide protection against the rapidly spreading Delta variant, the European Medicines Agency said Thursday. It comes as the World Health Organization warns the Delta coronavirus variant, first spotted in India, could fuel a new wave of cases in Europe. The EMA's head of vaccine strategy said, quote, right now it seems that the four vaccines approved in the European Union are protecting against all strains. The four vaccines currently approved are Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.